there's going to be two, I think, more coming through the door who are international players in the next few days. I anticipate three different clubs coming in with loan players of a Premiership calibre. They're all Premiership level clubs, or two Premiership UK clubs, and then there's Monaco. I'm not sure if we need them now. That said, clearly if they do come along with the calibre of the players that I understand are being put to us, one club, it's unbelievable that there's even dialogue taking place, then obviously we're going to have an issue that we've definitely got a squad the same size as what we had last year, which is way too big. But you know what? This is an exercise of redemption, so as I'm concerned, to actually show the fans that I'm back and I'm here and I'm going to deliver the promise that I made when I bought the club as far as the Championship. So if they come, it will mean, though, sadly, that there'll be some players that are going to have to go out on loan because we're going to end up with not enough room in the dressing room and so on. And the training regime will be very under stress because of the numbers involved. But as things are at the moment, there's two coming. I think they're arriving in the country tomorrow. These are speculative investments, as are a few of the others in the squad, who hopefully will play at some point, but equally are going to have value to the balance sheet, which is what I'm trying to do here. Provide entertaining football, but increase the balance sheet so that we actually start doing what Crew did and actually developing players and hopefully then selling them on.
What you've just said about you being back, going into this season, how much pressure do you feel there is on you to get this right? Because as you said, it was your call to kind of force Rob Page and some of the other players out. You've led the charge in the way of the new management team and players coming in. How much pressure is there on you now?
I feel there's less pressure on me now than there was this time last year because I've carried my disappointment for a year, which kind of changed the character of myself a little bit to the point of becoming confrontational. I can now say that I wish that we hadn't retained most of the players that were on the retain list the season before last. I gave Rob the budget to actually become creative, and he did what France had to do the other night and became very defensive. And although I understand that in an early period of a management role, it didn't appease me, and it definitely didn't appease the fans, and it had a negative impact on the whole club from attendances to morale down. So I feel less pressure now than I did this time last year, because last year there was a heavy-hearted disappointment. But I gave the manager the keys, and the whole point of doing that is not to interfere, other than bringing JJ and Jack on board, which I did for two different reasons. Rob basically just did what he felt was right with the money he had. So I had an air of disappointment which actually affected my character in many ways over the last year. I have a different type of pressure now, and it's a pressure of containment. Can't wait for the 6th of August. I'm wishing more weeks away of my life, which is ridiculous at my type of life. There's an apprehension of it working, but in Bruno, there's a beautiful man, and I say that not with any connotation other than he's a beautiful man who was a very respectful and dedicated man.
That's just made me think. What's going on with the man who was brought in as a coach, Peter Farrell? Can you just clear up what's happening there?
Yeah, I basically felt that we needed a balance. I actually announced that Brownie would become the assistant manager, which may have been premature, but I wanted continuity regarding the retention, what was going to be our retained list, as it were, of players under contract. I then felt we needed, when I decided to appoint Bruno, that I wanted some continuity. And Peter was put to me as an option of one of maybe a dozen. Unfortunately, because of Peter where he lives, it's just not geographical possible, and it's put a lot of pressure on him. So Peter's now not going to be part of the future. He's made a decision quite early on. And I think also Bruno felt, because he wasn't there raring to go, that he needed somebody of that mould. So Peter is not hasn't signed his contract, and he's not going to be with us. The budget's now nearly spent. I've improved the plans, really doubled the budget I gave to Rob, but that was an unrealistic budget. I have a plan B at Christmas if, in fact, things aren't going away. And if we're not in the top six between now and Christmas, that's what I mean by not going.
That's your expectations for the season, is it?
Yeah, it, without a doubt. I will not have put in, yet another a large amount of, well, relative large amounts of money in just to sit and be mid-table mediocre. I will never allow an experience of an Exeter in my ownership of the football club. I will never allow a manager to tell me that that's football and I should accept it. That ain't going to happen at Port Vale, because if it does, plan B will be very around the corner.
Are you willing to say what plan B is at this stage?
No, because I haven't got to the point where there's a plan. I'm hoping I don't have to exercise that, as it were, veto. But
going back to the top six thing then, do you not feel that's expecting quite a lot, considering lots of the players who've come in, nobody knows much about, and lots of them have never played in England before?
Yes. But that said, if, you know, I don't want to set a target of becoming middle. You know, I didn't set a target last year because I was hugely disappointed. Well, other than the fact I hope we'd have a decent FA Cup run, because that money would have bought a couple of Premiership level strikers, which hopefully would have progressed us into the top six. Because we were killed in the early stages of the FA Cup, that didn't happen. I feel that with the money that's being spent and the commitment I'm showing, that these calibre of players aren't. This is not a trial. You know, this is not. We're not trialing them. We've signed them, and for a long period of time as well. If I wasn't committed, I believe that Bruno wasn't committed, we wouldn't be giving them most of the 2 years' contracts. But that wouldn't have shown commitment and dedication to the cause. So I'm expecting to see the players now return that by demonstrating to me and to the fans and to the club and to the wider audience that they understand that they're here to do that job.
And just finally, just one name I wanted to throw at you because it's a rumour that continues to go around. Can you clarify what's going to happen with Enoch Ando? Is he still around the club? Is that definitely a dead deal now? What's going on?
Well, there's two parts to Enoch. Well, this was three parts. Enoch is still in receipt of treatment, and I'm advised by the PFA that we are obliged and to continue giving him treatment, and I feel we should anyway, until such time he signs at another club, if indeed he does. I made an offer to him, which his agent chose to throw around the starting salary. That's the starting salary for a man that may not kick a ball for another 3 or 4 months. If he actually started to perform and had first team starts, his salary by February would have doubled, which brings him in line with most of the other players, a third of the players that we now have in our box. So it's a competitive amount of money for a man who we don't know what the end game will be, because it was such a critical injury. He rejected his contract, so from a point of view of where I'm sitting, he hovers in the dressing, downstairs in the physio room, and then wants to see me but doesn't go upstairs. Now, I'm on an ogre. If he wants to see me, I'm happy to see him. Especially his agent, who feels we should have done something inside of Christmas. Well, if he's lucky, he'd have had 2 months playing, if indeed that, between, you know, September and Christmas. What's the point of paying somebody a large amount of money? It may not even get into the squad, and never mind its fitness aspects. So he rejected the contract. If he comes back to me now and says, I'll accept what I believe is an exceptionally good contract for a boy with his predicament, then I'd sign him. But I'm not going to move at all